Sir, Dr. Neil dictating a consultation on Mary Carol Murdlinster. Say last name is Bird, B-E-A-R-D. Date of birth is December 20, 1971. Date of consultation is January 28, 2022. History of personal loss. Patient is a 50-year-old female, white female, who had a telehealth appointment for increasing reflux and dyspepsia period. She was started on Nexium 40 milligrams Q day and Pepcid 40 milligrams Q day, and to this she had no relief period. However, when she started the fit 1 gram PO, she was only taking Q day, she had a significant improvement period. She is a status first cholecystectomy, and the response to sucralfate suggests that it could be biliary gastritis period. She has had no previous colonoscopy period. She is 50 years of age period. She had an upper endoscopy in 2004 period. Details are not available at this time period. Please refer to the impression outline below for rest of the pertinent positive and negative findings period. Impression number one, dyspepsia / reflux - differential diagnosis includes rule out biliary gastritis versus H. pylori versus acid peptic disease period. She is a status post cholecystectomy period. No recent labs available regarding her LFTs or amylase or lipase or CBC. Next one, history of anemia - due to increased menstrual blood loss for which she had iron infusion period. Next one, history of polycystic ovarian syndrome - being followed by Susquehanna gynecology period. She was evaluated last in 2020. Her next point, anemia. Her last hemoglobin that is available is from March 25, 2021, when it was 9.7. Next point, history of right low current pain for which she had a CT scan done in November 2020 and was felt to be a GYN in etiology period. There's no pain at present. Period. Her right low current symptoms have presently totally resolved. Period. Next point, anxiety disorder. Next point, obesity. Next point, vitamin D deficiency. Next point, CT scan from 2020 showed the possibly TORSED, T-O-R-S-E-D, appendix epiploica, E-P-I-P-L-O-I-C-A, period. There was no fluid collections. Next point, scattered the colonic diverticulosis without adjacent inflammatory changes on the same CT. Next point, a 1.4 centimeter exophytic nodular density of the posterior aspect of the spleen. Next point, status post ultrasound on July 30, 2013, that showed slightly enlarged liver, and no ascites, and findings are consistent with the post-cholecystectomy without the biliary dilatation. Next point, history of cholelithiasis, dash status post-cholecystectomy. Recommendations, so number one, discontinue Pepcid. Next point, continue Nexium 40 milligrams QAM to be taken half an hour before food. Next point, continue Dexilant. I'm sorry, continue Carafate / Sucralfate. Next point, patient has a slip for the blood work to be complete. Dash ordered by the primary care physician period. She will call me after her blood test and I will evaluate her hemoglobin and LFTs. And then schedule an upper endoscopy and the colonoscopy. Next point, patient claims that she has difficulty in a situation where she is unable to eat the day prior to the procedure. Period. I will discuss further in detail after the blood test results are reviewed. Period. End of dictation. Thanks.